Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Good morning, guys. I'm saying good morning.
What up, baby?
What's going on? Jay's got the jacket and tie, very sharp.
Third take today.
He's either going to court or he's going to first take. Which one?
Tickets?
Bet on it. Call in at 1-800. You either going to court.
You're going to court.
Or
you going to
first. Or are you going to first take? Now, which one is it?
First take today, man. First take. First hour.
But why are you wearing the outfit the whole radio show?
Look good, play good, man.
Yeah, but isn't it like, you know, just constrict and everything with the neck?
Yeah, see, I'm with you, Max.
Nah,
that's why when he
Catholic
first
all
had
boys
on,
high
I'm
school
like,
right here every day.
Is he going to take pictures or what is he?
Catholic all boys high school every day.
You know what it
day.
Is? When you're in shape, your clothing is not as
it's
uncomfortable.
Tight. It's fitted. Yeah, it looks right.
When
it
you're not in
right.
shape, man, you got you
your
got
stuff is always untucked.
Yeah, it's always
my
like, oh man,
tucked.
Let me just get out. You know, it's
he
tight.
Says
I can't
always
breathe.
Untuck.
Yeah, I untuck it. It's true. When I'm in shape. By the way, what is it with like the? When you're in shape, your clothes fit a certain way, right? But it's like if you gain a half a pound somehow, already it's tight. You know what I mean?
No.
You're not supposed to gain that half a pound?
No, well, I mean, come on.
I do not, no.
You look at a cupcake, you gain a half a pound now to a certain
I do not.
Yeah, well, Jay's in good shape,
I'm
man.
Just
it's
disciplined, man. I eat right.
Jay, I eat right, too.
Key, stop that. Key, stop it.
No, I do eat right. The problem
drink
is...
Drink right,
is,
too?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there
exactly.
It is. Yeah,
I drink right. I'm, you know.
But Key, do you work out consistently?
I mean, I'll start working out now, and then I'll stop. And
yeah, okay.
Give myself 3 days. I work out, then I stop for 2 weeks.
So I'm big with the
something
Peloton,
comes up,
and then in the summer, like I swim every day.
Yeah, I'll do that too. You know what it is for me when the pandemic
why are you
hit
showing
for,
out
for 2 years.
Showing out. Big deal. I mean,
you got an Olympic
deal.
Pool, cuz
you can
no.
swim.
Yeah.
Hold on, look, Jay,
you
can swim.
You don't have to have an Olympic pool to swim every day.
Yates. Well, I mean, I don't, you know.
I mean, Jay has one, but that's besides the point.
Shut up.
No, he doesn't have an Olympic pool. He has a junior Olympic pool.
Junior, because I'm tiny. I'm small.
You just
small.
Jumping in the river after work? Or?
I will
well,
never
probably,
get in
Jay
river.
Would probably do
no,
that, not the East
never.
River.
I'm from Jersey, Key. I don't know about you, but I know what's in the East River. Never touch East River. Nor the Hudson. Not doing
no,
it.
No, I'm not getting in those
not
rivers.
Not doing
either.
It.
No. Hell no. Hell no.
Ever.
And by the way, they cleaned them up. Yeah,
no.
Compared to what they used to be.
It's like, Key, when you're out here during the summertime, you see all the people outside. Yeah,
and the
we're
kayaks and stuff.
I'm
yeah.
like, what are we no. doing?
No, not in
East River. Get some alcohol for your face.
You gotta, no, get some bleach for your skin.
Jeez. But for real, during the pandemic, didn't people feel, I felt like, no one's going to see me anyway. I didn't work out so much for a couple of years. I'm sure that
you
happened
see,
to
that
a lot of
never,
people.
That ain't, that's not my problem. Yeah. The pandemic wasn't my problem. My problem is I get lazy. Because I want to, first of all, I don't have enough time in the day, right? So when I leave here, I have meeting. Well, I'm going home. Then I got maybe an hour and a half. Then I got to go back to the city for meetings. Then I have meetings. Then I got to get the kids from school. Then when I get the kids from school, it's time to go to dinner. So I don't have time to do.
No,
this.
Listen, I'm in the same boat. But I'll tell you this. Now that the warm weather is here. And things are more opened up. Oh, I'm getting.
But it
in
don't
shape
take
now.
As you can tell, Jay, in Cameron Arena when I was with you, it took no time for me to just start. The lather was just coming off.
Key ran one route, and I was like, "Yo, you were sweating profusely." He's like, "I'm a sweater."
Yeah, I'm a sweater. No, this is how. No, for sure. It's like it's like taking a block of Crisco and sticking it in a hot stove, a hot pot. It's going to melt like that. It comes off once I start getting serious.
You know what
serious.
I have to do when the weather gets warm?
Yeah, work out
and
with the kids, man.
It's today. No, I have to shear the body hair off now. I got to get clippers like I'm a sheep.
How do you get your back?
I got it, yeah.
How do you
I got to put
back?
It on a setting.
How do you get your back?
Well, that you got to get waxed. But it's not as bad on the back as on the front.
You get your back waxed?
Yeah.
What?
Does that hurt? I've never gotten
yes,
waxed
it does.
Before.
It,
so you
it,
just, ugh.
I've never
yep.
gotten waxed
gotta
before.
Got to do it.
Is
I'm
it like that?
Listen, you ever see a picture of a Yeti? Right? It's like the hair doesn't curl. It grows straight. I'm like the missing link. I have to. I gotta get that wax.
So
I got to shear down.
You have to put deodorant on your back?
No. No, no. As a matter of fact, I have no body odor. That is the truth. 8% of adults lack the protein in their sweat that causes body odor, and I am one of the 8%. That's
Why
right.
I do the Chewbacca. That's messed up.
Deodorant on his back, though, Jay.
Is he? But
yeah, it's got a little Chewbacca
back.
Action. I'm not gonna
you know,
lie.
You got the extra hair, and I'd be carrying that scent, man. I'd be, damn, what? much hair you got on your body. It can smell your ass down
man,
the block.
Stop, man. Because you're going to say something, going to get you in trouble.
I know. I'm going to stop.
All right, anyway.
Moving
the
on.
Warriors and Klay Thompson took care of business last night. Take it away, Max.
I'm proud of you, Max.
Well, do you want to hear what Klay
back waxed.
Well, that's how it is.
Leave Max alone.
I'm proud of him.
Oh, it feels so good, too. You put on a shirt afterwards.
Smooth.
You're like, why does it feel so
I
like
can feel the
clean
shirt.
And cold?
Okay, so this is my last one. This is my last one, though, Max.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't have hair. I'm like a baby. I don't have hair anywhere.
Yeah. I'm like a baby, too. A baby bear, but go ahead.
Do you have gray hair on your back?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's That's no, what it weird. Is, what it is your body hair will turn, like certain strands will be white.
Oh, white, gray, white, whatever you
now,
call it.
Now, to offset all those disgusting things that happen to me as I get older, I happen to get more handsome every year. So that offsets it. All right, listen. You want to hear Klay Thompson talk about the emotions
that
went?
You know how you put your hands through some girl's hair? I wonder if your girl your put back her hands like through that. Your back. All right, man, I'm
like,
done.
Let me rub my hand through your back.
Hey, Klay,
hey,
I mean,
honey,
what would
I
you
love
do?
You. Come here.
What would you do if you had that issue? You go get it taken care of.
Let me rub your back that puts you to sleep. It's like
Key,
rubbing
you go
a carpet.
Get your feet taken care of, right? Like you got the toes out.
But if I had a hairy back, I would get it lasered off.
Yeah, I went through that. It's mine's not real bad. It's just bad enough where I'm like, nah, man.
So many follow-up questions. Do you have hairy feet, too?
Yeah, I do. I just sheared them down yesterday because now the weather's getting
hairy
warm.
Feet. Hairy
yeah, man.
Feet.
Yeah. I'm not fully human. I'm part, I'm the missing link. I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm part Chewbacca. It's true. Wookie. All right, listen. Klay Thompson on the emotions that went through his... that went through his head on his emotions after everything he's been through. Listen to Klay.
Just such a surreal feeling. It's hard to put into words, really. This time last year, I was just starting to jog again and get up and down the court. And now to be feeling like myself, feeling explosive, feeling sure in my movements, I'm just grateful. And that kind of came, all those emotions just kind of rushed through me. And I thought about our training staff. I thought about Rick Celebrini. I thought about Steve, and I thought about those days me and Rick were together in Santa Cruz, and I was in a terrible mood, and we were together in the summertime, and just all those long days, and they just really, they would tell me it'd pay off, and it was hard to see that at the time, but now to actually be here, I can feel it paying off.
Man, this is one of the best comeback stories in sports, and it deserves a lot more attention, because from somebody who's been through a plethora of injuries, the amount of mental fortitude it takes to battle back after that. Think about, the conversation around KD when he tore his Achilles. A lot of people saying, well, we saw Dominique really struggle, and he's had a tremendous comeback story. So, and that took a lot of hard work for him with the Achilles. For Klay Thompson, you talk about a torn ACL. He recovered from that, compensated, then a torn Achilles, 941 days until he returned to NBA action. And now Klay Thompson is back in the NBA Finals and had a prolific Game 5 last night for 30-plus points where you saw him remind you of the Klay Thompson that was several years ago.
Yeah.
So, Key, it's incredible to see him back, and he deserves it because he is that kind of competitor and one of the greatest shooters we've had in the history of the game.
You know, in these playoff series, he had spurts, right? He was up and down, had a nice run here in the fourth quarter, a couple shots there, but he hadn't put it all together consistently until last night. You saw him lock in, and that to me is like when I always talk about veterans and veteran leadership and having been there and understand what it's all about and taking care of business. You can tell based on that, catch and shoot, come off a screen, get right underneath the guy, bam, pull the trigger with no hesitation because – the moment was never too big. It just took a minute to get there. And when you've been in it before and have done it many times over, you know what to do. And I think for him, it just took a while to get to that point. And then last night was obviously just the cherry on top. I mean, it's one of the sweet moments in sports. And this is why guys work so damn hard. They lift all them weights. They get all them tattoos.
They stay on social media.
They take all them three-pointers and they do all that social media so they can live like they did, like he did last night. And just, it was amazing to see, though, for real.
Klay Thompson
to me, ridiculous.
To me, Key, Klay is one of those dudes who would have been great in any era. He's got a mental toughness. He plays defense. He is capable. I think he's the guy who is capable of getting the hottest of anyone who ever lived. Like, he can – I've never seen someone get so hot from outside as Klay, where on no dribbles, he just catch, shoot, boom, 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 and all of a sudden you blink. And it's like, how many points does he have in that quarter? 25, 30, 35 in a quarter? He's like and play defense. So to see him get all the way back, that long, arduous journey back is great and a big part of their success, no doubt. So,
family of athletes in his household.
So another one, Key, because obviously everybody is focused on Stephen Curry's legacy or, you know, talking about the dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. It's Draymond Green, man. So, like, you know, understated. Just a guy who does all the things necessary for you to be in this position in the first place. And there's no doubt in my mind he's a Hall of Famer. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. He has that on his resume. It will equate to that championship-wise, and he is the engine that makes his team go when it's all said and done.
Well, he's certainly a Hall of Famer, and you look at the championships that they won, he was always an important part of the championship winning. He was an extremely important part in the one that they lost by missing the game to the Cleveland Cavs and LeBron James. That was an important miss. And so when you look at where Golden State has been and where they are now, they didn't start without him. They started with him, and they're not going to end without him. They're going to end with him. And
he was also he was going to be the MVP of that finals, Key. If it had not been for LeBron and them winning, he had like 37 in that game seven. Dre was about to be the MVP of that finals. And as much credit as Steph deserves for reinventing modern basketball, Dre is his crime partner. I know it's the Splash Brothers with Clay, but the pick and roll partner, the do everything dude on defense, the point forward, the passing, like Dre is, other than Steph, to me, the most responsible for reinventing basketball.
And he'll knock down a shot just when you don't expect him to. A big shot, too, though.
Yep.
Like one that really hurts.
Not scared. He's a great, like a first ballot to me Hall of Famer.
So that led me to some of the best trios we've had in the history of sport. Right? And they're obviously all up there. So the Celtics have multiple. So you think about, you know, Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, Havlicek. They won six championships. Bird, Mikkel, Parrish. Probably the greatest front court of all time.
I would have said Bird, McHale, and Dennis Johnson.
Okay, yeah. But I was saying greatest front court of all time. They won three championships. They also got the two other finals. MJ, Pippen, Rodman. They were 3-for-3. In the 3 years that they played together, they won three championships. But I mean, but you're putting Steph, Clay, and Draymond as a core in that upper tier, right? Six finals in 8 years. That leads to four championships.
Kareem, right, Magic. But there wasn't really that third guy until Worthy, at which point Kareem was a little past it.
Yeah, Magic, Kareem, Worthy, three chips.
And then you don't want to count the guys in Miami. They'd be honorable mention.
Because they got
three.
Two.
Yeah.
They got two, LeBron.
Went to four. Went to four, 1-2, back-to-back.
LeBron, D-Wade, Bosh.
Yeah,
they went to three. They went to four or three.
No, they went to four. They went one every. They were there for 4 years, went to the finals every year, lost the first one to Dallas, won two in a row, lost the last one to San Antonio.
You know what's so funny is I always forget about the last one.
San Antonio. Yeah.
Why do I always forget about that one?
Because San Antonio was a machine.
Boy. No, it's just that we never talk about the loss to San Antonio.
Yeah.
All we ever talk about is the loss to the Mavs because of LeBron's play and the two wins. We never get to San Antonio.
That San Antonio team is sort of one of the forgotten all-time great teams. Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst with us now, among other things.
I call in peace.
Please. I really set the tone today, VC. Thank you.
No, okay. Go ahead.
So,
I'm ready.
VC, we're talking about the Warriors getting back to the finals. Your big take on that situation.
My big take is a couple of things. Klay Thompson, people were talking about second half Klay hadn't played well in the first half. I said, that's fine. But Klay Thompson understands the moment, and he will rise up and show up. And did he ever? I mean, with the 19 points in the first half, I mean, it's just – and what he's been through and just seeing him emotional, it meant a lot to him. And that's why I felt that he would show up. Now, I also want to show some love to Kevon Looney because I tell you what, nobody talks about him and what he does for his team. And it doesn't show up in the stat sheets, but he had a double-double last night with 18 rebounds. And his rebounds, offensive rebounds that set up open shots for threes for a shooting team is essential. And then if he can continue to rebound like that and get those guys open looks, they're going to be tough to beat. And then Andrew Wiggins, lastly, what he did – on Luka and he did it on both sides of the ball is because when you're guarding a superstar like that, it takes energy, And it takes a lot of effort, multiple efforts just to stop them, stay in front of them, or just make it tough for them. But on the other end, he's getting the ball. He's going at Luka. He's getting in the basket. He had a double-double, like 18 and 10. And he was doing that all series long. He didn't wear down. He actually got stronger. So, it's you know, those moments right there were special to me. And I've obviously Draymond was a big plus offensively. We know what he does defensively, but he gave them an offensive burst. So, and that's just more points that – you know, made it tough for Dallas to withstand.
VC, you know, we end up talking a lot about the players, and it's very deserving, right, because they're in the trenches mm-hmm. every single day. But I just look at the week that Steve Kerr has had. I mean, from the viral video, right, and obviously dealing with that issue in his past, his father getting assassinated, mm-hmm. you know, in Beirut when he was younger, 18, dealing with Draymond Green losing a teammate to gun violence with Adrian Payne only a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago, and the fact that now he has his team in the NBA Finals. How underrated of an incredible job.
And COVID.
And COVID has Steve Kerr done and Bob Myers with this franchise.
Well, it's been a hell of a job, and Steve Kerr getting his team to understand. Obviously, it's been built throughout the years, but understanding who they are and how they will play, whether he's on the sidelines or not. Yes, they struggled the first game with him not being there offensively and blah blah blah. You know, you still got to give credit to Memphis, because I thought Memphis was a great challenge for Golden State. But man, it's just like whether a player is missing, a coach is missing, the machine still rolls on, kind of like San Antonio. You play San Antonio, you know this. When you play a San Antonio Spurs, you can't be like, "Woo, good man, Ginobili's not playing, or Parker's not playing tonight, or whoever." That next man up understands his role, and it's just you just plug and play, and they go out there and do their thing. So, I mean, they've just built something special there, and there's a lot of organizations always say, we're trying to build the Golden State roster. Do it. Nah. It's tough to do, because you have to find guys that are willing to sacrifice like they do for winning, not for stats, not for hardware, for winning. And they have guys over there that do that.
Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, joined us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. VC, Golden State back in the finals, six of the last eight.
Mm-hmm.
What does this do for Stephen Curry's, I don't want to say legacy, but conversation around
Steph
conversation, Curry's career?
I think I know where you're going. I mean, you know, we talked about this on Get Up not too long ago, and what I said is I'm not comparing him to LeBron by any means. We know what LeBron – 10 finals. Like, I don't care. Yeah, we talk about the record and all that. 10 finals. You can't compare to that. I mean, it's just a few people who can say, Bill Russell, that can, you know, compare to even that alone. But if Steph wins number four and he's able to get that zero off his resume and win a finals MVP, he deserves to be in the conversation as some the elite, the trendsetter, you know, the change the game. We understand he changed the game with his shooting, but he's one of those guys that when you say, man, for that era, LeBron, you know, but you have to say Steph Curry as well. I'm not sitting here saying he's better. You know, he's more influential. He's as influential, in my opinion, if he wins this, for his unselfishness, his ability to play. Like, this man sacrificed his play and being the go-to guy so Kevin Durant can be Kevin Durant. And what happened? They won two championships. Yes, Kevin Durant won two MVPs. Do we feel like Steph might have won one of them? Possibly. But people tend to forget Steph Curry took a step back for Kevin Durant to be Kevin Durant and still averaged 25 himself.
Hey, VC,
and he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
VC, let me ask you this, though, VC, real quick, though. So if Steph Curry averages in the finals, let's say he averaged 24.5, and Klay averages 27, and they give the MVP to Klay, does that diminish anything with Steph Curry?
I don't think it diminishes. It's unfortunate. It's kind of like another unfortunate situation, you know, and it just depends on what it looks like, you know, because if you're talking about Klay averaging 27 and one assist and two rebounds, but let's say Steph is averaging 24.5 and 8 assists. Does that number look better? I don't know. We just got to see what it all looks like, you know.
VC.
Because I don't understand when they say MVP, like sometimes, like we talk about MVP, do we say most valuable player or most outstanding player? Sometimes I think the word MVP in the award gets kind of skewed because, you know, we usually look at it. I think people looking at it, MVP in the meaning, but they really mean most outstanding player because of scoring and blah, blah, blah. But it's most valuable.
You see, VC, though, like I look at this and, look, there's no LeBron James on the Boston Celtics, and I know the kind of space or ground that LBJ can cover because of all of his incredible abilities, right? But I do feel like there is also no Fred VanVleet or Matthew Dellavedova. Like, this is Marcus Smart, the Defensive Player of the Year. This is probably the best team defensively that the Golden State Warriors will ever see in the NBA Finals. So that's why I think this is like a Heisman-like moment for Stephen Curry going and all these guys, because this team is locked in. They're great.
This is a challenge.
A major
this is a
challenge.
Real challenge.
A major challenge for them. Like I think there's a lot in line.
So
here.
Jay, here's my one thing I want to throw out to that. So yes, I'm not disagreeing. My thing to think about is availability with the Boston Celtics, and you know they need to get this series over with tonight so they get as many days rest as possible, because you know Marcus Smart has been dealing with multiple injuries and just in and out of the lineup. Yes, they look good when they won the big game without him. They say, oh, they did it without Marcus Smart, but Robert Williams plays a key factor with his knee and just being in and out of the lineup. We saw how they looked without him, and you know how he compliments Al Horford, and Al Horford has been great, but that means something. Yes, they can play smaller and different. I just feel like their availability, the Boston Celtics, those two guys' availability is going to mean something and play a big factor in this if they're not on the floor.
And even though the basic point you guys are making, like, look, the reason KD wanted to go to Golden State is because he looked at that team and said, I want to play like that. And that has to do with Steph Curry. And that maybe more than anything speaks to his greatness. But, of course, that feather in his cap, VC, if he wins the MVP of the finals. Yeah.
Add to that, just think about this. If you remember, when KD got there, he thought it was just like ISO ball. And, like, yeah, he wanted to play like that. It all looks fun when you're on the outside. But he had to learn once he got there, you play like that. It's fun because we share the ball. You know, you're not bigger than the next guy. You know, it's just we play for each other and play together. And he and Draymond got in a little, you know, argument over that. And then when things changed and he got it, and he still understood, I can still play that like I want to play and be dominant one-on-one, but be a team guy. Once he figured that out,
The greatest argument for Steph's greatness to me is it's not a one-on-one game. It's played at any given time 5-on-5. And team versus team. And Steph's influence there is probably his best argument. But if he gets that finals MVP, it's the last thing that eluded him. That is Vince Carter, ladies and gentlemen. VC, always great talking to you.
All right, VC.
Always great, man. All right, pleasure. Max, all right, guys. Take care.
All right, buddy. Max, you said it's the last thing I needed to verify him.
Correct. Because otherwise, you know, if Max Kellerman says you still have something to prove, then that really means a lot, obviously. Okay, look, the Raiders did something that nobody has done in a half a decade.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is going to be the first workout for Colin Kaepernick and an NFL team since he was exiled from the NFL after kneeling to protest racial injustice across the country.
At the position specifically he plays, it kind of allows for that. I mean, there are a ton of backup quarterbacks. They may be on rosters, but they haven't played in a game in, you know, 3-4 years.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Hey. Joined now by Amy Trask, CBS sports analyst and former Raiders CEO. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. What do you think of the Raiders bringing Colin Kaepernick in for a workout this week?
Well, as you can well imagine, there is a specific poignancy or significance to me that the team that is doing this is the Raiders. And look, I know there are people listening to the show who hate the Raiders, who didn't like Al Davis. Of course, there are Raider fans and people who loved Al listening to the show. But whether you like the Raiders and you liked Al, or you don't like the Raiders and you didn't like Al, if we're being intellectually honest, we can say that this is a man who gave people chances that no one had prior to him doing that, and that many have not, or most have not, since then. He hired Tom Flores. He hired me. He hired Shell. And that's a long answer to your question to say that it really is very, very significant and meaningful to me that the team that is giving Colin this initial chance, because there may certainly be other teams that now do so as well, but that it is the Raiders.
You know, Amy, I totally forgot about Tom Flores. I mentioned you and Art Shell, but I forgot about Tom Flores is the first Latino coach in the National Football. I totally forgot about that. That's interesting that you brought that up.
Well, and Al did these things at a time when these weren't even topics that were being discussed. We talk about diversity and inclusion now. Al, in the order in which he did it, he hired Tom, who went on to win a Super Bowl. He then hired me. That was the early part of the mid-80s. He then hired Art. And the reason I share that in the order Al did that is, again, there are people listening right now that weren't alive when Al hired Tom or hired me or hired Art. And I'll focus on my experience because that was my experience, so I can talk to it. In the early 80s, nobody was discussing women in sports or what the role should be for women in sports. Al didn't care. He hired who he wanted to hire. So, again, it is very, very meaningful to me that this is the Raiders giving him this initial workout chance and hopefully more to come.
Amy, okay, so we're here today in them giving the initial workout with Josh McDaniels. And Mark Davis, the son of the late Al Davis, mentioned the other day that he gave permission, full autonomy, if so to speak, to the last regime to kick the tires on Colin Kaepernick. But it took this regime to do that. Why do you think that was?
You know about those emails, right?
I didn't mean to tee it up that way because I kind of felt that, but go ahead.
Well, and of course, when I say you saw those emails, right, I was being facetious because I know that you know about those emails. Anyone who pays attention to sports, and by the way, anyone who pays attention to the world should know about that. Because while, and for any listeners who don't or don't understand the back and forth we're having, I'm referencing the emails that were discovered that John Gruden sent to Bruce Allen and to a number of other people. They were racist. They were misogynistic. They were discriminatory based on any number of things. And I don't want to dive into all of that right now because I don't want to leave any of the horrific, horrible heinous things he said out as I rushed to get to the point. The point is, those emails made clear the person who was making those decisions as to football.
Amy Trask, CBS sports analyst and former Raiders executive, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Amy, we only have about a minute left, but I'm curious. Baker is still on the Browns roster as of right now, but it's obvious that the Browns are going to try to move on for him. What team do you think he'll play for next season?
Wow, I don't know what team he'll play for, but I sure hope it's a team that's going to give him a chance to be the best that he can. Seattle is an option that comes to mind, maybe Carolina. There are other options, but this is someone who played through significant injury to do all he could for his team. And, of course, he wasn't his best when he was playing that injured. So I hope he goes somewhere where he has the time, he has the chance to really shine.
Amy Trask, ladies and gentlemen, CBS sports analyst and former Raider, of course, joins us. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Amy.
Have a great Memorial Day, Amy.
You too.
Happy Memorial. Have a good Memorial Day, I should say. Will the Celtics close it out tonight against the Heat, guys? We've been talking all show is that it's as though it's a fait accompli. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
By the way, Key just tried to get up and walk away from the desk, and his IFB was still
hit. Oh, man, that's happened to me so many times.
Hey, dog, I've done that kind of like, oh, damn, what the hell?
No, I can't. It got caught in between the chair and the desk. I pulled it out.
Key, you got to talk into the mic or we can't hear you.
Oh, are we up?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, oh, we're on. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we're extra
live,
content.
Pal.
We're live. Oh,
we're live.
Sorry. Anyway,
what are y'all doing?
I was trying to get up and do some stuff. I'm going to enjoy this weather here in sunny Southern California.
And what's the forecast like?
It is, I will tell you as you continue
rain
to talk.
Rain as always?
Sunny. No, not
cold
rainy.
And rain.
85 degrees, sunny.
No, it like will be, usually. Oh, over the weekend, 77.
Yeah, there you go.
A high of 84.
That's actually a little warm. A little unseasonably, they could take that down a few degrees.
Oh, yeah, we'll be okay. Yeah. Gonna do some stuff, you know, go to some buddies' houses, drink up, eat up, and get ready for basketball.
Okay, so tomorrow, 73% chance of rain.
Yeah.
New York. Yeah, high of 75. But Sunday, nice. High of 78, low of 61.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah, 5% chance of rain. That's sunny all
that's
day long.
That's great. Yeah, as long as that 5% don't hit, you're good.
And then Memorial Day, 88 degrees.
In New York.
Yes, 5%
that's chance good.
Of rain. So
good. As soon as you get outside the city a couple hours,
but you know
what
it is,
though,
Key? The thick hot. Like when the thick
yeah,
hot
I was going to say, it's humidity. Uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Flies and gnats.
LA's not humid. Low Sierra. It's not humid. It's hot.
Yeah, but we're good. I'm talking about y'all. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be all right. I'll be able to watch the game in my buddy's cabana.
Oh, that sounds nice. A little outside cabana.
Yeah, like the one, not like the one you have, Jay. Theirs is a little bit smaller.
I don't have one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice try, huh, Keith?
Try to set me up.
So what are you putting on the grill?
Jay has the whole outdoor living room and kitchen, the whole thing.
Are you putting anything on the grill?
Like I'm Bill Gates out here. Max be low-key, not telling you about where he be going on the weekend.
No, I'm good, man.
You see, Key?
What are you putting on the grill?
Get tight.
working.
What are you
class,
putting on the grill?
Working class. Yes.
Anything good on the grill?
Oh, we still. I might do some flank steaks.
Okay.
Some vegetables. Get out there, grill out some vegetables.
Yeah, I'm gonna have all that meat, vegetables, everything. But I also gotta have me whole branzinos.
Ooh.
Eyes and everything.
You do the whole
the fish on the grill.
The whole head. I need everything. I need the tail, the eyes, everything.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Let's keep it simple, man. Burgers and dogs.
You gonna get some sun this weekend, Max?
You know it. I got
it's very pale, is what I'm he's telling.
I will come back.
You got sun last week. It doesn't look like it.
Well, listen, you're forgetting what shade of death I was before last week.
Hey, but you can always go down the block and get a spray tan real quick.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
So I went to my daughter's graduation yesterday. Yep.
Sixth grade graduation. Sixth grade graduation. Is that because she's going into junior high school now, or why?
Yeah, she's going into junior high, which is interesting, Jay. At the school, she goes to.
Yeah.
Their middle school is on the same campus as
the high school.
The high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it all kind of flows. See, that's scary to me, though. That's
no. But see, I ain't having that though. I ain't even worried about all that.
Okay.
I ain't even. She already know. Hi-ya! Back up, mother.
Because she looked grown, back man. Up. When you told me, I was like, look, she looks grown.
She already know. I done told her, one here, one there, kick there, left, and a grab, and a ha. She already know.
I'm going chokehold.
She already knows. Taekwondo, ha.
Take it so out she and see your soul come out.
Yeah, she looked grown, but she already know. I had a little cat, one of the little cats, a little young cats her age. He trying to figure it out, whatnot. And they exchanged the Valentine's gifts and stuff.
Wait a minute. Back up. They exchanged Valentine's gifts.
Candy, man. How the kids, they, you mm-hmm. my Valentine's.
Can they do that? Because I know back in the day from my school, you used to be able to buy the roses.
Yeah. No, you so do all that.
$1.
You know what I told her, though?
To them, your secret Valentine.
You know what I told her, though? It was a picture, the whole deal. I said, you getting him candy, you need to get his ass some lotion from them ashy-ass kneecaps.
Leave him alone. That boy's kneecaps didn't do
put
nothing
some
to
spit
you.
On his elbows, man.
Listen,
and I saw his daddy yesterday. His father, hey, how you doing there, Mr. Johnson? Woo, 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 woo. I said, hey, he's like, oh, I'm so-and-so's father, whatever. I said, yeah, okay, the kid with the ashy kneecaps, I got it.
Now, did the dad have ashy kneecaps, too?
My kids talk about, you so rude, Dad. I said, it's the truth. The kid got ashy kneecaps.
But he did say Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, no, the pops was cool. He was cool.
Yeah.
The pops was cool. I know what he was looking at, though. Mm-hmm. I know. I get with the son, all
he's
that.
Like,
I,
he's like, we, nah, ain't,
we
sign-
ain't doing, you ain't getting ready to marry in this family.
We ain't signing no prenup. You, Mr. Johnson.
She's in the sixth.
There are no prenups here.
She's in the sixth grade. No one's marrying anyone. She's in the sixth grade.
But see, that's wait the you, problem.
Wait till you have to go through. Wait till you have to go through that, Jay. Dusty dude stalking your daughter from a distance.
Dusty.
Yeah, I went to a volleyball game 2 weeks ago. He's sitting over there in the corner at the damn volleyball
putting
game.
You're the only brother
at the volleyball game other than me.
That's the worst part for these young Thundercats, because we all know what the scouting report is, because we all done it.
Yeah, no, but you know what the problem is?
Mine.
Wind up in the friend zone. Do all the support and everything, and wind up best friends there in the friend zone.
Ain't going to be no we need to study. Ain't no we need no study. She got a tutor. We good.
You
got
to pre-program them, though, subconsciously, Key. You guys are good friends. You a friend, right? You a good friend, right? Yeah.
No, they already know. We can study. Ain't no studying. She got
study
she
with
got
the door open.
Actually, no, study, ain't gonna, ain't gonna study be in no kitchen. Door open. It ain't gonna be no door open because you open. Ain't coming just, to my house.
Just study the map home.
If y'all gonna study, y'all gonna study in the library at the damn school.
And do you guys? Do you allow your girls to have like study dates?
Yeah, but see, my eldest 12, is 13, but in the seventh grade, like has one of those birthdays, so is in the seventh grade. So, but I'm trying not to be that kind of like overprotective father. Just be, you know, be. Raise them right and try not to go crazy. You know?
Yeah, only overprotective. I'm not an overprotective dad until they got to go somewhere. Then mm-hmm. I get nervous.
Yeah,
if she got to go to the mall or they're going to somebody's. Then I start to get weirded out when that sort of stuff. That's the only time. Other than that, I'm good. You know, because we got somebody to walk around with her. That's easy. I just when it's the mall thing spooks me. In the going to the amusement parks, that spooks me.
Can I interrupt you? So I just want to let you know.
What is it, Jay? What is it, Jason?
Max just pressed the cough button to sneeze twice.
No, now, I never did.
Now, here's the messed up part about it, Key. You ready? I think you know where I'm going. The first sneeze, though, he put the hand to the side of the mouth sneezed into the air.
No.
I saw it,
Let me explain.
And then the second
sneeze came on
he
very
grabbed the napkin and then put the napkin.
No.
I'm like, well, how are you going to avoid the first
this
sneeze,
is, I will explain
That's
the whole thing.
That's what I'm living
the
with,
The first
King.
Sneeze came on very suddenly. I did not have time to grab anything, so I turned my head and just did it in the opposite direction because I'm thoughtful. You're welcome. I'm considerate. The next sneeze I was already prepared, so I grabbed the napkin.
Then you grabbed it. Yeah, I need a small little plexiglass here so I can feel like I'm
a
safe.
Plexiglass?
I can't talk.
When
I'm
that
tired. Come
in,
Jay, you for the
I'm
guy
tired,
that
man.
That's supposed to be so
Cause
smart.
Because I'm tired.
You sure in the hell can't ever spit out words.
Because I'm tired, man. And I
think
be rushing.
We got to go get your tongue fixed.
And I don't take my time.
Yeah, you got to slow down, man.
Because I'm tired.
So, you know, this is supposed to be the choose-your-own-adventure portion of the show where you guys vote on what we talk about.
Sure.
Big Game James and KD, 7% want us to talk about that. 29% want us to talk about Clay's closeout game. 30% want us to talk about the Celtics versus the Heat. Want to know why football's king? 34% Baker's future.
Well, basketball's won the last couple of days, so let's calm down with that.
Well, we're back to football, Jay. Relax.
You relax,
and also, if you add up all
Joe,
the categories,
I was,
basketball.
You know, the thing is what I was trying to ask Mary Kay Cabot about taking money. I didn't do a very good job. I should have said incentivizing him with a team to get out of the contract so he can start his second career right now, opposed to waiting. So what I want to do is ask you guys. So if I now say I'm going to take $10 million of guaranteed money in another $7 million in incentive base so I can get on the team to prove my worth. Would you not do that?
I would do it in a heartbeat. I would do it in a heartbeat, Keith.
Not Max. Max ain't doing it.
Max ain't doing it. But I'm just saying to get on another team because I understand that the opportunity will be provided for me. And when it is.
How much of a haircut are we talking about to get to the right
$7 million.
Situation?
It could be in
It's
incentives.
Not really a
yeah,
haircut.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm giving you an opportunity to get it back.
Yup, I would convert it to incentives if it meant setting myself up
yes.
in the best
yes,
possible situation.
Exactly.
No doubt. That's
so
just
I'm
smart.
So I'm going, I know I'm better than Drew Locke. I go to Seattle and Pete Carroll. I say, I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. You take $5 million of my money. Browns take $5, $6 million of money. You take the rest and incentivize it, heavily incentivize it.
Yeah,
if
this is
I'm
your
the
plan
starter,
from the beginning.
Here's I'm the starter, bam. If we go to the playoffs, bam. If I increase the wins, bam. If I throw for this, bam. So I get a chance to earn that money back that I had guaranteed.
Yeah, you said that in the very beginning. I agree. That
so
makes
I don't
the most
understand
sense.
Why he's not trying to do that.
I think the feeling must be that they're just going to have to cut him anyway, and then you'd be able to go where you want because they're footing the bill. And
but,
the Browns
but if
are
you
like,
cut
uh-uh.
me – You're cutting me. The season's already started. I need to get in.
Yep.
I need to learn the playbook. I need to be part of what they're doing
what
right
if,
now.
What if there are no takers right now?
Well, that's why we're proposing this. I'm going to make you take me.
That's why
I'm
we're proposing
you,
this. That's why
I'm
we're saying.
I'm giving you a great proposal.
No, what I mean is, like, what if he looks around and goes, you know what? That's actually not a situation for me to succeed. They don't really believe in me there. I'll be competing with so-and-so, and they're not really set up to win right now, and then I'm the fall guy. So I give up money. I go to Seattle. Seattle's not ready to win right now. They use me for that year,
yeah,
and then they're
fine.
Like, they
they're
move
not,
on. Now I've failed twice.
They're not ready to win right now, but here's what. I'm giving up nothing to get something. I'm not giving up anything because in the end, I'm betting, I'm taking a $7 million bet is what I'm placing to get to 150 in long-term security. Because if we suck, but I'm still good and they like me, guess what? I'm not only auditioning for Seattle, I'm auditioning for 30 other teams now.
You see, and I know the circumstances are different, right? But Aaron Judge bet on himself. It gets to a certain point where.
But here's the difference. Aaron Judge is one of the most talented players in baseball.
I know there are differences, right?
Remember when I predicted he could hit 60 home runs this year? He's on pace for 66.
Jay, are you betting on yourself with that khaki sport coat combo you got going on?
Yes, Pat. I am.
Is Pat, are you saying that's a bad idea?
Are you?
You just look like you're about to go to high school.
I feel like, Pat, really, like you're not in good standings with our show right now.
Jay is late for fourth period. Leave him alone.
And Max has on the same khaki pants, but he's rolling his up like they're capris.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you look excellent. What are you talking about? I mean, you look like a hero.
Don't try to retract. No.
Hey, you guys enjoy your holiday and stay safe out there on the road, Max. And Jay, warm up that big pool.
Shut up,
Key. Likewise, have a great Memorial Day weekend, Key. Jay,
I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Everyone, we'll see you next week.
Perfect. Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.